Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2 at Cherry Road across the street from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And we also want to thank Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And today we are joined by a friend of the show and a friend and a new friend, Sarah Vining, who is a small business owner. She owns the Hickory Post on Main Street in Rock Hill. And then Eduardo Venegas. I didn't butcher that too bad, I hope, Eduardo. He's an economic development specialist with the city of Rock Hill. So welcome. Y'all are both first timers on Straight Talk. So thank you guys for being here. So before we get started about what we're really here to talk about, which is a student made, Sarah, if you would tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, maybe a little bit about your background and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Sarah Vining. I grew up in Rock Hill. I own the Hickory Post, which is an art and gift furniture store downtown across the street from Amelie's. It's a 6,000 square foot space, and we have 10 artists and entrepreneurs that work out of the space to showcase their work. I have a husband who is also from Rock Hill and a little boy and little girl. Happy to be here.
All right, Eduardo.
I'm Eduardo Venegas. I'm originally from Costa Rica, so if you hear an accent, that's where it's coming from. But I came to Winthrop University. That's what brought me to Rock Hill 13 years ago.
Okay.
And since then, I've been in the small business space. You know, I work with the Small Business Development Center. I work with your technical college doing programs around business. And also, I did business recruitment for the Charlotte region with the Charlotte Regional Business Alliance before joining the city over a year ago, which now I work with small businesses too, and entrepreneurship. So happy to be over here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Sarah, if we'll start with you. So I was, I frequent your
yes,
shop.
Thank you.
And there's many ties there. And I was there a couple of weeks ago and I did see, well, I was coming down Main Street and I saw some people putting up some new like stickers on your storefront. And so I was like, oh, I need to ask her about that. So I came down for a pop-up that you have or a sale. And I said, hey, we really need to talk about that. So student made is what went up on the window. Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so student made is a nonprofit organization, and the CEO is actually based here in Charleston, South Carolina. And it is, student made is all over the country, and it helps connect student entrepreneurs and makers to other entrepreneurs in the city that they find themselves. The unique thing about the one in Rock Hill, Student Made Rock Hill, is it is the first storefront that is going to be open 7 days a week. So typically other student maids and other campuses are only online or doing pop-ups. We will have online and pop-ups in Rock Hill, but they will also have a physical storefront at the Hickory Post on Main Street.
I think what's so cool about, and we hear a lot about entrepreneurs, like that's kind of a word that we hear about more now than we did maybe 10, 15 years ago. And what I think is so cool is that you're not only hearing the word entrepreneur now, but you're hearing it mixed in with students, because a lot of people are like, student entrepreneurs, like what exactly does that mean? So Eduardo, I'll kind of let you, like, are we seeing that this is something or that entrepreneurs, we're seeing that more early in age?
Yes, so if we look at some of the numbers, and even here at Winthrop University, one of the programs that are growing the fastest is entrepreneurship. So the new generation, you know, they are really want to be their own boss in a way. You know, they want to run a business. There is more of that mindset. And this is why this program, it helps to provide the students that opportunity to, you know, really, if you want to be an entrepreneur, this program allows them in a low-stake environment and with the guidance that it needed to really see if you have what it need, you need to have to be an entrepreneur. So definitely, like I said, there is an increase on the interest on this. And then the good thing too is that if we can get the guidance that these students need and support them early on, the chances of them being successful as entrepreneurs increases too.
So, Sarah, I'll let you answer this question. So I know that you said this is a statewide program. Is this just within the state of South Carolina?
It's not. It's all over the country, and they are on multiple campuses throughout the U.S.
So this is a partnership.
Yes.
Want to talk about that. So this is a partnership with Winthrop University, mm-hmm. the city of Rock Hill, and then your business, the Hickory Post.
That's right.
Is that right? And so how do they all come together to work together?
Yeah, it really came out of we are both on the Small Business Entrepreneurship Committee together. Eduardo runs it, and I'm a committee member. And one of our five goals is to connect the city of Rock Hill with small businesses and Winthrop University. There's a similar... It's not student-made, but if everyone is familiar with downtown Greenville, there is a storefront that has Clemson merchandise there.
Okay.
And that was one of our kind of inspirations of connecting the city of Rock Hill, small businesses, and Winthrop University. Eduardo was kind of the spearheaded this and found out about student-made, and then through the city applied for a grant, which he can talk more about, which made all of this possible. And then we had a space that came available in the Hickory Post. So the lease is actually through the city of Rock Hill, but small student-made Rock Hill is actually, you know, encouraging and fostering the student entrepreneurs to be in the space, and they actually guide the students and teach them. It's an internship for entrepreneurs, as Eduardo usually says. So it really truly is a partnership between all three, actually four entities.
Yeah. So Eduardo, what did that grant look like, and like how much is it? Who is the grant through?
Yeah. So this is a grant through the Department of Commerce. So South Carolina Department of Commerce has a grant. It's called Stimulate SC, and it's to encourage small businesses to grow and innovate in South Carolina. So we were one of the 11 recipients of this grant. This was for $18,000, and what this grant allowed us is to take this program outside of a campus and actually have it in Main Street, but also to have a, you know, to expand the outreach of the program, you know, just outside of Winthrop University. So the grant will also help us with just marketing and the one reason too that it's called Student Made Rock Hill and not Student Made Winthrop. Like, if you see the other programs across the country, they take the name of the campus.
Okay.
This one is different because it's at Rock Hill. And our hope is that we can expand this to include other colleges later on. So we hope, you know, maybe your technical college or Clinton College, the students can also be part of this program. So this first year of running the program is a pilot program. And we hope that after the first year, we can, you know, continue it and maybe expand this to other colleges too.
So either one of you can take this question. How do you find the students? What did that process look like? Was it an application? Did they have to submit their work? What did that look like?
Yeah, so there's two parts to that. The first one is that Student Made Store LLC is the organization to help us with all the recruitment of the students, the training that is needed. So they are the ones on campus too, looking for students that may already have a product, but also making sure that they're ready for it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like anyone, I can say I have something, but well, one, is it even legal? You know, whatever they make.
Of course, yeah. That's important.
It's important. So they vet the students, they provide them all the guidance that are needed. And then the student pays a $60 fee every semester because we want them to be invested in a little bit.
Because they're going to have to invest later, yeah, right?
Yes, exactly. But the thing is, the program or Hickory Post or the city doesn't take anything from the student. So once they're accepted in the program and they, you know, sell their products or their proceeds go back to them, so they can reinvest those proceeds and growing the business too. The other part is that there are 7 student managers that actually run the store throughout the semester. So there is a website manager, a store manager, a content manager, that so they can learn what it takes, you know, to actually run the store with the guidance, again, of the Student Made Store LLC and professors, entrepreneurs like Sarah at the Hickory Post, although they also get mentored by other people too. So that's what is really cool about this program, is how many people are involved on it for the benefit really of the community and then the student growth.
Sarah, how many students are a part of Student Made Rock Hill right now?
Right now we have 11 in the store, isn't that what we said? And they have actually brought their products in. We are in the process of getting them labeled, and they will be ready for display. We're going to do a soft opening next week on the 15th. So just in time for tax day, come on by the Hickory Post and support these student makers.
So what does a typical day or week as part, being a part of Student Made, what does it look like for all of these students? Or what have they done to gear up for the opening and to be a part of the program?
Yeah, through Student Made Rock Hill and through Student Made LLC, they have really coached these student entrepreneurs into what it takes. And part of that is organization. So prior to them submitting, bringing their work into the Hickory Post, they have to submit a list, including, you know, a description of the item, the amount of the item, and the price. The Hickory Post will then label it and put it on display for hopefully everybody in Rock Hill to come support these entrepreneurs.
What are some of the makers, because I love that we call them makers, because they're not, I mean, I guess we could use the word artist, but I love that they are makers. What are some of the students doing or making, selling? What can people look to find?
So we have everything right now from original artwork, paintings. We have prints, which are very affordable. And at the Hickory Post, we like to say we have everything from $5 to $5,000. So there's a really good mix of original artwork and prints. Then there are also things that we use in everyday, like keychains or tote bags. There is a vintage t-shirt dealer right now. So a little bit of everything. And that's why we use the word maker, because
I love that.
You know, it's just across the board. But the great news is that they're all creatives and they're all like really excited about having their own business.
I think another cool fact you said off air, and I want us to stress this. So not all of these students are necessarily going to school to be entrepreneurs or to be, they're not necessarily in the art department. They're doing things.
That's right. And so creative people, as we all know in our life, are in every field. Some are social work majors, some are math majors, some are science, art, and some are business majors. But I was a therapist before I started this business. So we all know that entrepreneurs is just very vague. And what our committee is trying to do is to really teach the skills such as self-motivation. We talked about this in our committee meeting the other day. These kids are motivated, and that is the thing that sets successful entrepreneurs apart from those who don't succeed.
Well, and I think you brought up another cool point, because I've asked people this before that deal with entrepreneurs. Like, do you feel like that is something that's kind of an innate?
Absolutely.
It's just a part of who you are.
It is a
You're
drive.
Built that way.
That's
I
right.
love that.
And although some of us may have ADHD, you have to have some sort of, you know, organization skills, and specifically that drive is what sets, you know, successful entrepreneurs apart from those who don't succeed.
What would you say, and I'm going to try to pose this in a question. I think what I love about this program and it being so perfect for you, because I know you off air, is that you are an entrepreneur.
Yes.
I mean, I would call you that. Yeah. You are a small business owner. You are driven. You also care about the arts community within our town, but you care about making or taking Rock Hill to the future. And this seems like a program that kind of does all of that for you. Why do you feel like that's so important for the community that we live in?
Oh, man. Well, there's so much to say about that. But the vision of the Hickory Post is to not only offer a lovely artistic filled space for our, you know, citizens to enjoy and to shop in. But also we want to foster entrepreneurship in the city of Rock Hill and make it the best that it can be. And our vision is to have people set up their businesses with limited risk so then they can grow, reinvest in their company, and hopefully move down the street. My hope is that everyone on Main Street started at the Hickory Post, much like an incubator. And the first example of that is Green Space Plant Company. Although Whitney hustled and did a ton of pop-ups, she was also in our front room at the Hickory Post and was allowed to reinvest in her business and now has her own brick and mortar store. So that's the goal for all of these entrepreneurs through Student Made Rock Hill and the other 10 that lease throughout the building.
And that's really the goal for the students as well, whether they're from Rock Hill or not, for them to, because they are a part of our community now by being students, is that if they're not from here, that we also keep them here.
Yes, absolutely. We want them to feel so supported by the city and by small businesses that they want to stay and keep growing their businesses in Rock Hill.
All right. And with that, that's a great place to take a mid-program break. So we are going to take that break. We want to remind everyone that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant, and Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy for 60 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road. So what we do here at Substation 2 is fresh subs and salads 6 days a week from 10 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. And how we do it is special. So we want those people out there to know what we do in here. And how we do it is right here on this t-shirt. So on the count of three, we're going to tell them what to do. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
We hope you'll choose The Nest to deliver your newest bundle of joy. The Nest is a new labor and delivery recovery postpartum unit at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, working to make your pregnancy and childbirth experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Our physicians and nursing staff at Piedmont are dedicated to giving expectant mothers the maternity care they want and need. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at MySubstationII.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And we are back here live at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, chatting with our friends Sarah Vining and Eduardo Venegas. So Eduardo is with the City of Rock Hill and Sarah is with the Hickory Post. And we're talking about the Student Made program. If people just tuned in, kind of bring them up to speed on what Student Made is.
Yes, so Student Made is an international company. The CEO lives here in South Carolina, and it is a program to help student makers sell their work and really foster entrepreneurship.
And what I love, you said it's a little bit different here in Rock Hill. And what I do love, you know, we love to be different. We love to be a part of a pilot program here in Rock Hill. Other places, you said they are just, the student makers are just doing pop-up. So it might just be once a month or once a quarter. But how is that different here? And it's different because of what you're doing at the Hickory Post.
That's right. So they will have a brick and mortar store at the Hickory Post. It's about 150 square feet. It's one of our studios that we rent out. As they will also be able to do pop-ups, and they will have their online store. But this is the first brick-and-mortar store through Student Made.
So you will walk alongside them,
yes,
and as well as the City of Rock Hill will also do that, and Winthrop, and they'll learn everything from not only making their product, but they'll have to put together marketing plans. They'll have to figure out a budget. They'll have to figure out how to manage what they're making and their inventory. And why are things like this so important for them to learn at such a young age, maybe before they actually take that big step?
Yes.
Coming from a business owner, you've done this.
Yes, it is a way to test their business, to see if it works with minimal risk. So Student Made Rock Hill and the Hickory Post and the City of Rock Hill is really encouraging this entrepreneurship internship. So I would say the best lessons that I've learned in my entrepreneurship journey is through failure. And I think that this gives them a minimal risk opportunity to test a concept safely.
So shoppers will be able to stop into the Hickory Post, and there's a designated area, studio space, and it's going to be shared by the 11 makers?
That's right, yes, and it will fluctuate throughout the year, so there will be 11 to start, and then I think we get another 15 down the road, and it's a culmination of a little bit of everything. So you'll see some art, you'll see accessories, a little bit of clothing. There's something for everybody.
Eduardo, I'll let you take the next question. Why do you feel like, and we kind of hit on this a little bit before the break, I know that the goal is for these students to not only learn if this is, you know, what they want to do forever as their career, it's also a way to keep them in Rock Hill. Why does the City of Rock Hill think it's so important to really invest in these students to be able to have a program like this?
Yeah, so I think, you know, that a city that is growing, that's vibrant, a lot of that energy comes from small businesses. And small businesses, they need to start somewhere. So why not provide the opportunity to start early on, but also to say we welcome the small businesses in here. We support you. And this is what this committee is doing, is trying to support the small business community, remove barriers that are from growing. And we feel like, you know, the young people that are in college are like, you know, they're fresh from college with a lot of energy, a lot of ideas. Well, why not encourage them to use that in our town to grow here and be successful in Rock Hill?
And Sarah, I'm venturing to say that the goal is too for other small businesses to maybe see what you're doing and to say, hey, you know, maybe I have, you know, maybe a little bit of a different skill set and my small business might look a little bit different, but I think I might be able to do this.
Yes, hopefully we will continue to provide mentorship for these students, and that can come from not only me, but the other creatives that are in the Hickory Post and other small businesses throughout the city.
I know that there is going to be a couple of openings. So there's going to be a soft launch. When is that going to take place?
That is going to be this Tuesday, April 15th. So we will have everything set up, and hopefully everyone will come out and shop and support these student makers.
Is that going to be the whole, like, your regular store open day? Is it going to be like a special time that people can come shop?
It'll be 10 to 5
okay.
that day, and it will be regular hours. So it won't be anything fancy, but we'll have the fancy opening in the fall.
Okay. And will the makers be on site to be able to maybe talk to shoppers or talk about what their products are?
That's one of the benefits of being at the Hickory Post. So we are open 7 days a week, and the student entrepreneurs can come in when they are able. So they will be in the space throughout their time there, but it's not a set schedule. And that's one of the benefits of partnering with our business, because we are open 7 days a week, and they can, you know, come when their schedule permits.
Let me just add that throughout the year and through the semester, we will have a couple events where people can come in and meet the makers or the creators of the products. So they will be there when they're available, but we will have at least, you know, I would say 2 or 3 different opportunities from now until the end of the year that we will be announcing soon, you know, that when that is, if people would like to come in and not only look at the products, but also meet them and talk to the students.
All right. And you said there's going to be a grand opening in the fall. Do we have a date for that as well?
Yes, we do. That's going to be on September 4th. Once, you know, the fall semester starts, we will have the grand opening. We will hope to, you know, have elected officials there, the Department of Commerce, of course, because of their support, this is possible. So we want to make sure that they will be there. And those, we'll be announcing and promoting the event soon, so it'll be more of a bigger community event for people to come and celebrate, you know, this program.
What will the makers be doing over the summer? Will they go back? Are they from the area? Will they go home to where they're from? Are they working? What does that look like?
So it's a combination of that. So some of them are not in Rock Hill. There's a few of them that will, they are in Rock Hill and will continue selling their products at the Hickory Post, but then they will also participate the events that we have in Rock Hill. So like the July 4th event, they will have a pop-up store there at a market, farmer's market, and some dates they will also have a presence. So they will continue to have a small presence with the students. And then the program over the summer will have an intern too. So there's an intern that from Winthrop University, hopefully, that will continue managing the inventory of the store, the social media accounts, the website, the, you know, studentmaderockhill.com. They will help with that information.
And again, most of the proceeds or all of the proceeds that each particular maker gets, they get to keep themselves. Is there anything that they have to pay back out to be a part of Student Made?
That's right. It goes right back to the student entrepreneur.
Okay. And if people want more information about Student Made, whether it's being a student, being a part, or a business that might want to also partner with the city in Winthrop, what do they need to do?
You can go to studentmaderockhill.com, or you can contact me via Instagram, and the handle is at the Hickory Post.
Okay. There's also an event. I know we've thrown lots of dates. So we've got a soft launch on April 15th. And we've got a grand opening on September the 4th. But there's also an event taking place on May 8th.
Yes. So the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee, and Student Made Rock Hill. I know there's a lot of names there. We are putting together an event to celebrate small businesses during Small Business Week. It's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30, and an opportunity to network, but also the CEO of Student Made Rock Hill is going to be there to talk about how she started this program, because the cool thing is that she started this program when she was in college.
That's great.
So, you know, she realized then there was a need for something like this. And we also have other stories from other entrepreneurs that will tell us about, you know, their journey. So we invite everyone that small business owners to join us that day on May 8th at the Powerhouse in Rock Hill.
All right. Well, Sarah and Eduardo, you got through your first Straight Talk.
Thank you, Ashley. I feel so accomplished.
Well, thank you guys for both being here. What you're doing with Student Made is fabulous, and we look forward to hearing more about it. And that's a great way to end our program. Again, thank you both for being here. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Comporium. And one more time, we're going to tell everybody what it is that we do here at Substation 2 that makes it so special. On the count of three, we're going to read what's in the white letters. Here we go. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.